Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
So, I says to him, I says, water. I don't even know her. Oh, it gets me every time. What? It's not my fault he was dying of thirst. Hey, it's a bitch-eat-bitch world out there. You gotta watch out for number one. I mean, what if I get a boo-boo? Ah, well, if it isn't the big cheese himself. Mr. Innkeeper Person Extraordinaire. What say you dole out another round to your favorite customers? Innkeeper, baby, it's me! Your buddy, your pal, your best gal. There isn't an adventurer in town that hasn't sung the swashbuckling sonnet of Nightfawn the Great. Look, I didn't want to have to tell you this, but the truth is, I actually gave away all my money, every coin, to the charity the other day. Yeah. Which one? You know, the charity. And well, you look like a pretty generous person yourself. And as you know, generous people tend to know when other generous people are around. And as a fellow generous person myself, I knew right away you'd be just the kind of person who would let this silly tab nonsense go. And maybe even, oh, I don't know, let a fellow generous person stay a night in my wonderful inn. Oh, hey, Marty. How you been, buddy? Well, it's me. Nightfawn? You know, the girl you wiped clean last night? Man, where'd you learn to play dice like that? You took me for every coin I had. I can't believe you. No, it couldn't have been me, because I gave all my money to the charity yesterday, and I couldn't possibly have lost every coin to my name to round after round after agonizing round of dice with you yesterday. Oh, God, Marty, you're such a joker. Come on, get out of here. Get out of here. Get. hey, Innkeeper, when did you get there? I didn't see you there. So, where were we? Hey, let go of me! You do not just grab a lady's arm like that. Ow, oh, God, what are you doing? Wait, can't we talk this through? Come on, baby, it's me. What? Hey, come on! You wouldn't throw a defenseless little girl out in the dead of winter, would you? I'm so cold! I'll surely freeze and die out here. You wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you? Oh, sweet, benevolent innkeeper? Why, I oughta. When I get back in there, I'm gonna rip your
and shove them right up your ass. You hear me? You fucking hear me, you fucking innkeeper? Fucking asshole. This isn't the last you've seen of me. Bullshit. What the fuck is up with this town anyway?
hello.
Hello. I mean, greetings, comrade. I am Prince of this land's guard. Familiar? Me. I do not know what you mean. I have never been to such humble dwellings in my life, although I will say it looks rather homely. No, I am here to inform you, man that I have never met before in my life, that the prince will be passing through this area very soon and sent me out to scout for potential places for me to stay. And in return, he said to give this a bouquet of roses to the owner for apologizing for things that he didn't do but other people could have possibly done to him. But he's not apologizing for anything because he's never met you, and I've never met you either. I'm just a Russian soldier. You can imagine that housing royalty would be very beneficial to your company, yes? If word gets out that you denied a royal room and board, well, I cannot even imagine turning out very well for you, comrade. I hope we are of the understanding each other, yes? Oh, clearly we are not basking together in the Garden of Understanding. Well, listen here, you little... we are very much not understanding, I see. That's very disappointing. Very well. If you are so insistent on not relinquishing your quarters to His Royal Highness for one single meager night at the very least, then I shall have to inform him of such, nemedlina. Once I've had a full night's rest, of course. Now, if you'd step aside, that I may enter and go rest up for my long, long, long journey back to the castle. The one over there, somewhere. Well, who's to really say what direction is? Really, direction isn't it just subjective? And north could be just a figment of our imagination, for all we know. Like, what is north, really? I mean, it's not like I'm some kind of, directionarian expert or something like that, or whatever they refer to as. Come now, comrade. You wouldn't send a member of the Royal Guard back out there into the harsh, frigid winter to fend for himself after having traveled such an arduous distance just to come to your humble abode. What kind of a heartless monster are you? I am just an innocent man. I am an innocent, honest man, and I will not stand for this treatment from the likes of a lowly villager such as yourself. You are beneath me. You hear me? I will not stand for this.
Greetings, compatriot. I am here on the behest of a member of my royal guard who said, and I quote, "You were a bully and a poopy poop poop butthead with a poo for a face." Yeah. "And I am also here to demand that you give me room and board for one night, or I will be forced to exile you." "That's right. I shall cast you out like you cast out my loyal foot soldier and any other beautifully, wonderfully brave, awesome, and amazing woman and other people you may have cast out otherwise. In the name of the crown, of course. I, Prince So That Country Over There, hereby order you to stand aside, villain, lest you be cut down by my mighty sword."
"You don't see a sword?" That's because my sword is invisible. And didn't your mother ever teach you that looking for other people's swords is rude?
I suppose I should expect no less from a heathen who would dare cast out such a much song and sonneted about Nightfawn. Why, she's a personal friend of mine, and I cannot let your evil treatment of her go. I mean, who casts out an innocent young girl like that anyway? She didn't do anything wrong. Well, sure, she racked up a hefty tab, but I'm sure she would have paid it off eventually if the gamblers here around these parts would stop cheating. What do you mean? I do not suck at gambling, you little piece of... Oh. Well... Hey! Funny story that, you see... Oh, please, 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 Mr. Innkeeper, sir, please, 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 let me stay here for one night. It's so scary out there in the cold, cold wilderness. I mean, what's a tender girl like me supposed to do out there anyway? With the wind so strong, and there could be strangers out there, or wild beasts, and not the sexy kind. I'm on my knees here, begging and begging. Oh, tough tits. I'm not letting go of your legs until you let me stay. Please. 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 Please, 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 please. Please, 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 please. Please, please. You will? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so, so... Work for it. What did you have in mind? I mean, my sense of balance is pretty terrible, so I'd make a terrible waitress. And you don't even want to see the things I can come up with in the kitchen. The bedroom? Oh. Oh, Mr. Innkeeper. I didn't know you felt that way about little old me. Go on, lead the way. Hey, you tell yourself whatever you need to sleep better at night. Besides, there's no shame in wanting a little piece of this action. No one would blame you for asking. So, this is it, huh? The head honcho's quarters? Well, go on, don't keep me waiting, big boy. Huh. Somehow, that's exactly what I expected of you. Hey, I know you're a pretty private person, so it really gives me the warm and gushies to, you know that you trust me around your private area, so to speak. I'm sorry, God. The tension was getting thicker than my thighs in here. Besides, you left yourself wide open for that one. So, how do you like 'em, stud? Want me spread eagle on the bed for you? Or maybe you want a little bitch and heat action. Cha-ching! Oh. Oh, you like being the bottom. Well, that's okay. Never would have expected that coming from you. It's okay. I dig. Get on your back and I'll ride you like a stallion. That's... not what you meant either? So what do you mean then? What? No, never mind. What's up? What's on your mind? Hey, if you're having second thoughts, it's all good. I'm all clean if that's what you're worried about. Or maybe it's me. Do you think I'm not... Do I, make you nervous because of my devilishly good looks and perfect smile and... Ow! You did not have to punch my arm like that. A poor thing's taken enough beatings today. Ugh. So if you're not absolutely repulsed by me and you're not absolutely intimidated by my angelic face and rockin' bod, which again, I'm not gonna blame you if you admit to it right here, right now, what is the matter then? In the nightstand? Okay. This is a... Oh, you poor thing. You've got a prosthetic penis because yours was blown off in a childhood war injury and you were afraid to tell me because you... What? Oh! You wanted me to use it on you. God, why didn't you just say so? Well, you thought I was gonna judge you for wanting a little backdoor action? Nah, that ain't me. I'd never judge anyone for what they're into. You know, unless it's, little kids or something. But this? Wanting a little knock-knock-knocking on heaven's door action? That ain't no skin off my nose. Actually, it's kinda hot for a guy to be secure enough in his sexuality to be adventurous. So, if you don't mind, I'd like you to strip for me and lay down on your back with your ass at the edge of the bed. Have you done this before? On your own? Hey, at least I know you know kind of what to expect. The key part is not to tense up. That's how things go all sorts of painful. Just relax. Look at me. I'm gonna start stripping for you. Unbuttoning my coat and then my shirt. Letting them slide to the ground. And then I'll undo my belt and slide my pants down too. Nice and slow. Let me just get strapped in. Do you have any lube? That'll make this a lot easier. Oh, in the drawer where the strap on was. Hold on. Okay. We are gonna go nice and slow, okay, baby? See, before you can run, you gotta learn to walk first. In this case, I'm gonna get my fingers all lubed up so I can get you nice and stretched out for me. Let me just get this hole nice and lubed up, swirling a finger around the outside before slowly sliding in my middle finger. Tell me if it's uncomfortable, okay? Okay. I'm gonna start slowly moving it in and out. Just relax. Let yourself really feel it. Feel me slowly pushing in and curving my finger when I pull back out. Again and again. Does it feel good? Do you want more? Okay. I'm gonna push in another finger. Still slow and steady. Tell me if anything hurts. Still just pumping in and out. In and out. Your dick's awfully hard, the poor thing. It's twitching in time to me fingering your ass. Oh? You're begging me to stick it in you? Are you sure you're ready? Okay. I'm gonna start pushing it in now. Nice and slow. Try to breathe. Don't let yourself tense up. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Let me start stroking your cock. Doesn't it feel good? Having my hands slick with lube, squeezing you. Sliding smooth against your shaft, swirling my thumb against your head. That's right. Let me help you feel good while I slowly push my cock deeper and deeper into you. We're a little over halfway. How you doing? Good. Now I'm gonna push the rest of the way in. Still okay? Okay. I'm gonna start moving now.
Nice and slow at first.
I can tell you're really feeling it from the way you're biting your lip. It's okay. It's normally pretty loud downstairs anyway. If you want to let loose, I don't mind. Moan as much as you want. As loud as you want. That's right. Keep going. Keep on going. I'm gonna start going faster, okay? That's right. Move your hips with me. In time with my thrusts. That's right. God, I'm getting so deep into you, baby. You like that? You like when I stroke your cock while fucking your ass? Fuck. Fuck, that's so hot. That's right. Hey, keep your eyes on me, baby. That's right. Watch my face. Watch me while I fuck you. I want to see the pleasure all over your face. I want to see you get hotter and hotter. I'm just making you sweat, isn't it? Oh, big boy likes taking a dick up his ass. Oh, fuck, that's so hot. Are you close already? Ah, that's alright. Come all you want. I'll make sure to drain you dry. Oh, come on, big boy. Come for me. Come all you want for me while I stroke your cock and fuck your ass. Oh, fuck, baby. That's right. That's right. Come on. Come on. Come for me, baby. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Faster. Like that. Like that. Like fucking there. You like that? Come on. Come for me, baby. Come on. Come on. Come for me. Fucking come for me. Oh, that's right. Oh, right. Oh, it's fucking good. Oh, look at you. Coming all over yourself like that. That's a mighty fine mess you're making. Oh, good boy. Fuck, that's so hot. Hey, Mr. Innkeeper. Correct me if I'm overstepping my boundaries, but I think I might have earned myself way more than just a night at your inn.